Russian President Putin has reshuffled his national security team, with the Kremlin announcing the replacement of his defense minister,
Andrei R. Belousov, an economist who has served as deputy prime minister and the economic development minister, is Putin's choice to be the new defense chief. If approved, Belousov will take over from Sergei Shoigu, who will remain in the cabinet to head the country's Security Council, as per the Kremlin statement. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Over the weekend, a 10-story residential building in Belgorod, Russia, was struck by a Ukrainian missile, according to a local governor.
The death toll has risen to 13 people, as reported by the Emergency Situations Ministry. The city of Belgorod and the Belgorod district came under a massive attack by the Ukrainian armed forces, said Vyacheslav Gladkov, the governor of the Belgorod region, in a post on Telegram. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Israel has detained journalists whom authorities incorrectly believed were working for Al Jazeera.
The news broadcaster banned from the country for its coverage of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war in Gaza. The arrests were revealed by The New Arab, an English-language news website covering Middle Eastern affairs and based in London. It is the sister publication of Al Arabi Al Jadid, an Arabic-language news outlet. Liam White reporting.
Flooding in northern Afghanistan's Baghlan and Takhar provinces have forced hundreds of families from their homes and caused at least 150 deaths, according to Taliban and UN officials.
Abdul Mateen Khani, a representative of the Interior Ministry, told the BBC that Baghlan province has seen the most deaths, with at least 131, while another 20 have died in Takhar. The Borka district in Baghlan was particularly hard hit in the weeks of heavy rainfall, trapping more than 200 people inside their homes. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A strong earthquake shook the border of Mexico and Guatemala early Sunday, driving frightened residents into the streets.
The tremor struck just before 6 a.m. near the Mexican border town of Suchiate, where a river by the same name divides the two countries. The epicenter was just off the Pacific coast, 10 miles west-southwest of Brisas Barra de Suchiate, where the river empties into the sea, Paul Gomez reporting.
The family of a black man who was killed after he was hit by an unmarked police car in Michigan spoke out after body camera footage of the incident was released by investigators.
Michigan State Police said it handed over its investigative report and all evidence to the state attorney general's office concerning the April 17th death of Samuel Sterling, who was being pursued by officers in Kentwood for outstanding warrants. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Three Atlanta police officers were shot while responding to a call Saturday evening, officials said.
The unidentified officers were called to DeSoto Avenue shortly after 5 p.m. about a call of a man with a gun, Atlanta PD Chief Darren Shearbaum told reporters. The officers encountered the suspect, who was allegedly armed with a handgun and knife. When shots rang out, Shearbaum said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Workers at the first Apple store to unionize have now also authorized a first strike against the tech giant's retail operations.
Apple store workers in Towson, Maryland, voted late Saturday to authorize a strike, according to a statement from the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Coalition of Organized Retail Employees, which represents the workers. No date was set for the strike. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.